In the final days of the campaign, candidates crisscrossed Israel appealing for votes. Incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu campaigned on his efforts to strengthen security in the face of Palestinian frustration over the stalled Middle East peace talks and Israeli concerns over the rise of Islamist leaders amidst the political upheaval in the Arab world.
We have invested billions in getting stronger in order to ensure security for Israel's citizens.
He also has underscored the stability of his outgoing government, his influence among world leaders, and his opposition to Iran's reported nuclear weapons program. Mr. Netanyahu's Likud party is running on a joint list with the secular nationalist party Israel Our Home, but the religious nationalist Jewish Home Party, which opposes any Palestinian state west of the Jordan River, has been rising in the polls. Both were in the previous government. Hebrew University professor Avraham Diskin says Mr. Netanyahu would like to form a government that depends less on the right wing.
I'm quite sure that Netanyahu will be interested to have centrist and even left-wing parties in his coalition. That's the way he behaved during the outgoing Knesset.
Opposition center-left parties, Labor, Kadima, and two new parties, have focused primarily on social issues, the high cost of living, and the gap between rich and poor. But Diskin says the main issue, stalled peace talks with the Palestinians, has been rarely discussed in the campaign.
In other countries, it's really economy and social issues. It is important in Israel. And it caused, for instance, huge rallies in 2011, etc. But still, I believe the most important issue is the Arab-Israeli conflict.
More moderate policies toward the Palestinians might be adopted if there is a coalition with the center-left, says columnist Danny Rubenstein.
He has to do it now because to pay something to the right wing, to the extreme right. But when it will come to reality, it will come to his new coalition, he preferred not to do it, not to provoke the Palestinian, not to provoke the Arab world, and not the most of it, not to provoke America.
The government's growing budget deficit has not been a major campaign issue, but reducing it will require cuts in spending and probably higher taxes. As a result, the budget likely will be an important part of the negotiations to form the next Israeli government. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.